We are up to Masechta Shabbos, Daf Mem Hei, Omer Aleph. The Shia will start shortly. Daf Mem Hei, we're holding. Chitim is wheat that you planted it in the karka. Shezoron bekarka. You took the wheat that's edible and you put it into the karka. Huadinu beitzim shetachas tanagolus. You have eggs and you put the chicken on the hen on top of the eggs right before Shabbos. You yourself put it on. Ismahu. Are you allowed to change your mind now and eat these things on Shabbos? His Zavad, we're talking about the chitim did not start growing. If they started to grow, so pshit, you can't pull it out. There'll be an issa of tolish. No, we're talking about it was a mashrus yet. Like Rashi says, shezorim bekakas Rashi v'adayin lehishrishu. But the wheat did not get roots. It didn't start to grow yet. Mal lukot lechol. On Shabbos, now you're allowed to pick up the wheat and eat it. Who then you have the hen on top of the chicken, on top of the egg? Are you allowed to take the egg and eat it now on Shabbos? Says this egg was here from before Shabbos, and you put the hen on top of it. Now on Shabbos, you're allowed to use it. Mao, it's a shayla according to Reb Shimon. Ki lesle the Reb Shimon muksa. When does Reb Shimon say I don't hold from the klal of muksa? Hey, since it's something that's edible, I'm allowed to eat it. Heichad loydach you biyadayim. You didn't do the omaisa to push it away from you biyadayim. Abahecha, the dach of your daim, like here, where you did a mindset to push it away to show you don't want to use it, isle muksa. Maybe Rav Shimon is moida that these are muksa and you can't use it on Shabbos. Because here you took the chitim, the wheat before Shabbos, and you planted it, you put it in the ground. That's like a mindset, dach yivadayim, you beferish, did a mindset to show you don't want to use this chitim on Shabbos. And what then? You put the hen on top of the eggs, you're showing the fairish you don't have that to eat this egg, but instead you want the hen to stay on top of it to make it hatch. No, according to Reb Shimon still, calls the man the thing is edible, ain't muksel Reb Shimon. That was the shayla of Reish Lakish, yes, Reb Yechanan. Omalei, Reb Yechanan answered back, ain't muksel Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds these two cases on mutter. Since the edible, on Shabbos you're allowed to pull out the chitim and take the egg and eat it. Elo, where does Reb Shimon moida to muksa? Dafka shemen shebener, only the case of the oil that's in the lamp that's burning, bishar shudelik. Bishas, the lamp is burning, and we had before, according to Reb Shimon, even the ner, the shemen that falls out of the ner, that comes onto the kli on the bottom, but calls the man the lamp is burning, all the shemen is also to use. Why? Hoyo v'huksele mitzvase. Since it's set aside for its mitzvah, that's a more chomodika muksa. You set aside the shemen at the beginning of Shabbos, you want to use it for ner Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, it's oinik Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to have a ner. So since you huksel a mitzvah sign, and also huksel yisurei, and you're also huksel yisurei, means there's an isser involved. His kolzaman, the ner is burning, like Rashi always says, there's an isser kibui. We said the hezbo was, a person is makt to das, he has no das to touch it, because he's afraid maybe when he moves it, the light will go out. And if the light goes out, he's stuck on Shabbos, he can't light it again on Shabbos. Mashen ken yontif, there's no muksa, because you're not afraid not to move it. Because on the side it goes out, so what? You light it again. But on Shabbos, as far as huksel mitzvah, right? You're afraid not to move it, you're makt to das, because you're afraid maybe you go out. So Rashi, ein muksel Reb Shimon bedov haroy. This is the cloud only that something that's edible. Where's the only edible thing that Reb Shimon holds as muksa? Elav Rashi b'shemen shebener. Only the oil that's in the ner b'shar shudel ketanya liel b'shas it's lit. And then even the shemen that falls down to the floor is also muksa. Why? Hayov muksel mitzvasei l'shabbos metchilu yomak sadas dishablay l'shem einik shabbos. Who are then huksel yisurei is a kibui. There's also an issur involved putting it out. There's a kibui and issur taking it out. Therefore, with these two svaras, it blags muksa. But every other oichel, even though you did a ma'isa dachi yudayim, still it's not muksa. Therefore, according to Reb Shimon, there's chitim and the egg you're allowed to eat. Halacha, we don't hold like Reb Shimon, we hold the sosa.
In general, we don't hold like Reb
Shimon? Well, we'll see. We'll see later. Because generally, there's certain column. I'm not sure. Could be this place. No, I'm sure this case. I'm not sure. Now, this kind of thing we hold the yilag of Shimon. Since it's an oichel, since it's edible, it's not muksa. Something that's edible is not muksa. So the Gemara, was saying, why is Rav Shimon Moida in the Shemin in the Ner cause of two svaras? It's huksa to the mitzvah, as Oynik Shabbos, the Ner, and also it's an Isra and Val putting it out as kibui. Mashma just am something huksa mitzvah, he doesn't hold for muksa. For the Markash of Otanya, we learned, yeah, just for something that's set aside for a mitzvah, that muksa of Shimon is Moida too. You made a sukkah and you put this chach on it to kill chosa. You had rove or tzel. It was a kosher or sukkah. The itra then on the chach you put decorations, which you made it look nice. Bikrumim with sadidim with sheets and crumbs of rashi big day tzavonim colorful begodim you hung up. Nice sheets that has pictures on it. V'tolabu agoizim, you hung nuts on the schach. Efraskim, peaches, shkedim, almonds, remaining pomegranates. V'apachle shalanovim, clusters of grapes. V'yitzre shal shiboilim, the zangin, the stalks of the wheat. Yenas, put stam wine there, shmonim oil, the sultas and flour. If you put all these things for noy sukkah on your sukkah, yidalocha osel l'stapik mehen ad moitsoy yom tevachrin. You're not allowed to touch these things, have any enough from them, till the end of Yom Tov. Why? Because since you set it aside for the mitzvah of noy sukkah, it's muksa the whole Yom Tov. So you see, even an oichel that's roitid, since you set it aside for the muksa, it blives also. If before Yom Tov you made a Tanai that you don't want it to be Chal or Muxer on it, Hakolufi Tanai, then a Tanai helps. But I call upon him without a Tanai, it remains Muxer, even though it's only mitzvah. There's no Isra involved. There's no Isra in pulling off the grape off the Chach. There's no Isra involved. So the only reason why you can't do it, because since you set it aside for the mitzvah of Noye Sukkah, so you see there's such a Muxer of mitzvah alone. Good, you have a brisa. Who said this brisa is Rav Shimon? Maybe this brisa is Rav Yehuda. Yeah. So about Rav Yehuda, there is a muksa. But our question is according to Rav Shimon. Maybe according to Rav Shimon, there's no muksa of mitzvah alone. It's only with two things, mitzvah and yisur. So what's your kasha from this brisa? So the Gemara then, I'll bring you right, Rav Shimon holds, even Rav Shimon holds, le mitzvah is a muksa. The Tony, Rabbi Chiyav, Rabbi Yosef, Chaimid, Rabbi Yochanan. Another brisa. A noitlin eitzim in hasukkah biyomtiv. You can't take eitzim wood out of the sukkah on yomtiv. Ela min hasamachlo. Only from wood that's near the schach, but not the schach itself. Because wood that's on the schach, that's an isastiron. To take it off on yomtiv, there'll be an isastiron. Mashenkin eitzim, that samachlo means you had your roof. Now on the side of the roof, you stam store some wood there that's usable. And on yomtiv, you would be allowed to take it off. Still here in ela min hasamachlo, that's mutter. Rav Shimon was matter. No, even the wood from a regular schach, it's also its mutter. Now this is not talking about on sukkahs itself. This is talking about time you have a hut in the backyard, like in the summer. Or in Yom Tov here means then sukkahs, means Pesach or Shavuos. On the Yom Tov of sukkahs, of Pesach and Shavuos, you have a hut in your backyard, and you want to use the schach. So Rashi learns the cases where the schach fell down now on Yom Tov, the whole sukkah fell down. So if Shimon holds, Mati, you're allowed to use it. Since now that the whole sukkah fell down, so now there's no more muksa, there's no more istastir, it fell down. If Shimon does know for muksa, you're allowed to use it. Abuzak the Raisa, Vishovin, everybody's moidi, even Reb Shimon, the sukkahs, Mashenkin on the Yom Tov, the sukkahs itself, the sukkahs achag. V'chag shiasura. So, oh, it's 7 or 8 days of the Yom Tov sukkahs, the wood is asur. Why? Why is it asur? We're talking about where the sukkah fell down. The sukkah fell down, there's no istastira. So what's the purpose on sukkahs? So Shimon is made is also to use the woods, the whole sukkahs. Elamai, because since it's huksa, the mitzvah sign, the mitzvah on asses. So you see, even if Shimon is made, or muksa, the mitzvah is also. Vayta vim hisna aleim, aleo, but if you made it tonight before Yom Tov, that the isa muksa should not be chal on this wood, here's our call of fitanoi. It goes according to tonight, you're allowed to use the wood. But Kofar is nothing to bright that Rav Shimon is moido to muksa machas mitzvah alone without liyisuroi. So how come before we had to say the reason why Rav Shimon holds you're not allowed to use the shemen when the lamp is burning because two isurim. It's huksa limitzvos and liyisuroi. After Gemara Nechanami, Tanu learned before Kein Shemin Shebener Kamrinin. Hoyel v'huksa lemitzvasoi huksa liyisurei. It doesn't mean you have to have two tanoim, a mitzvah and an isra involved. Anything like a Shemin Shebener, be it huksa lemitzvasoi, that automatically makes it huksa liyisurei. You're not allowed to touch it. So Drashi, Afrasmin friskan the peaches yenam shmonim mekliz luchis. You had oil or shemen in a glass. Ad moysoy yom tevachron v'ochol muksal mitzvika. This noya sukkah, why can't you use it those lukis? Because the huksal mitzvasim muksa the yisur leka, but there's no yisur involved. Di mishum stiras oil kimata cholas shemoyed l'shdari dumi the nesher kova. I call upon him chol amoyed. You should be allowed to use it. Even if you want to say when you put it on the schach, it becomes bottles of the schach. So picking it off on yontav will be an issur stiron, but chol amoyed should be mutter. What's the issur on chol amoyed? So you see, klo, it's also as muksla mitzvah. For the Gemara with Rashi, but Mamayd Reb Shimon he to my svin loch minei. Who says it's Reb Shimon? Maybe it goes against Reb Yehuda. The Tony Reb Chiyeh noitl meitzvah. We have a new brayser. That is a brayser says a noitl meitzvah means but Pesach yatzeres on Pesach or Shavuos. Me sukkah or sui letzeres. Time you had a hut in your backyard to make for shei. V'yafilu noflu. Even if this hut fell down on Yom Tov, me shum muksa. Still, you're not allowed to touch the wood. Why? Since at the beginning of Yom Tov, you had this hut up, so at the beginning of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take the wood out of the hut, because there'll be an Issa Stira. So now, Ben Ashmoshis, it was Muksa, but it remains also the whole Yom Tov. This is according to Rebbe Yehuda, that holds from Migu, this Katsoi. Mashenken Elamina Somachlo, Zrashim Somach Chavilas Eitzim, Stam, you tied wood near the roof, Eitzel Daith, near the sides of the Sukkim, Leki is some Uksa, the Daiti Elavail, you have not to use it, Miasmim, the Mishkalin Lamacher, Leisosabu Allah, there's no Issasirim, it's not part of the roof or part of the walls, it's just something tied onto the wall. Or may have to Zakrash of the warning, or may have to Tony Rabbi Chiv of Yosef, have you muscle a suve bration. It's when the second brisa b'chal the Gemara could ask the kasha that you don't need the whole first brisa of noy sukkum. Bring down some the second brisa. El nichal el yusuim as nisan the Reb Chiya. The Gemara would rather ask the kasha from the beginning, from the first brisa, because that was learned by Reb Chiya Reb Oishia. Because there mina balmo called mas nisan le mas nisan. Reb Chiya lav mishna lav mas nisan. His yikka brisa will learn by Reb Chiya and Reb Oishia. So the first brisa that says in the name of Reb Chiya, they want to bring that first. When we slug it up, we don't have a raya. Then we come to the second brayser. But for the second brayser, it's the klor kasha. Right, the Reb Shimon matas trashim noflof. If the hut fell down on Pesach or on Shavuos, according to Reb Shimon, now you're allowed to use the wood. Why? The less lay muksa. Reb Shimon does not to migu this katsoin. Vachim mekvin lo v'masechta beitzah. So if the hut falls down on Pesach, there's no hooks to the mitzvosei. So Mela, now that it caved down, to use the wood, there's no istir involved. Why can't you use it now? Just because Ben Ashmosh, if you want to know how to use it, Reb Shimon does not open that svara. Of the Vishova, the Brisa says, Klon, Vesukis hachag v'chag, Vashenkin, on the Yom Tov Sukkah itself, there if a sukkah falls down in the middle of Sukkah, so even Chol HaMoed, Shehuksel mitzvosoi, the mitzvosoi kol shiva. Since when you built the sukkah mitchila, you had to leave it there for at least 7 days, you have to have mitzvah sukkah. So it's also to use it all these 7 days. Alma, you see from here, kol shas mitzvosoi, noyig mitzvosoi. As long as you set it aside for the mitzvah, you're not allowed to use it. Shalom. V'yafagav leki surastira. Here we're talking about after the sukkah fell down in sukkahs. So once the sukkah fell down, now to use the wood, there's no istira. Still, Reb Shimon knows he can't use it. Why? Because huksel mitzvasoi. So you see, this svari is set aside something for mitzvah that's so strong in your mind you're not going to use it, not to have any enough from it. That muksel Reb Shimon is made it to. So the Teretz is, and Echlam, we mean to say, Kein Shemin Kamina, V'loi Mishum Isser. That we say, if Shimon is only moided to Muxa, something like the oil that's in the burning lamp, it doesn't mamish mean, because that's two Isurim, Mitzvah and Isser, nor Kein. V'loi Mishum Isser, Ela Mishum Mitzvah. The Mitzvah alone is enough to make a Muxa. Tohoyo Duxla Mitzvah Soy the Shabbos, since the Shemin now is burning for the Mitzvahs of Ner Shabbos, Huxa L'chol Zaman Isid Lekosoy. Kol Zaman, it's burning, it blives muksa. V'lo yaseh, not more. D'yei mitzvah se'yele b'shat le'kosei. O'mishakova, ein v'y mitzvah. It's Rashi's bavonim. The shemen, when the nair goes out, here a shemen holds, you're allowed to use the shemen. Why? Because the mitzvah was only kol Zaman, it's lit. Like you knew, when it goes out, it's not aimed for mitzvah anymore. So when the nair goes out, you're allowed to use the leftover shemen. Ava b'sukis, sachag, ma'ashenke, non-sukis, even if the sukkah falls down the first day Yom Tov, Mitzvot the kol shiva. But mitchila, when you build the sukkah, you build the sukkah to use for 7 days. Therefore, mitchila, you set it aside for the mitzvah for 7 days. So for the next 7 days, you're not allowed to use this wood, even if it falls down. Mashen ken shemen, good, you set it aside for the mitzvah, but the mala only burns for 2-3 hours. After it goes out, there's no more mitzvah, you didn't set it aside for that. There's no huksla mitzvah, so more than that, therefore you could use it. Good. So there was no stira. So Shimon Taka holds, anything that's edible, that you could eat, there's no muksa. The only muksa of Shimon is moided to, there's something that's edible, is only huksla mitzvah. You set it aside for mitzvah, then you're not allowed to use it. Right? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Okay, skip. Itmanami. Omer Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Same thing. Ein Muksa Rabbi Shimon. Where is Rabbi Shimon murdered to Muksa? Elo Kein Shemin Shebener. Bishoa Shudolik. Anything that's like the candle that the Shemin calls them on its burning for the mitzvah of Shabbos. His calls them on the mitzvah is going on, it's like huksali surai, that you're not allowed to use it. Anything like this that's huksala mitzvah, he's made there's such a issa muksa on it. Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, another aloha. Ein muksala Rabbi Shimon ela gregris utzmukim, bulvad. Hey, before we're talking about something that's an oichel that you could eat, there's no muksa, only huksala mitzvah. Now we're talking about something that's not edible. Gregris and smukim means dried out figs or dried out grapes. You make it into raisins. The thing is, when it's a grape or a date, you can eat it. Then you put it on top of your roof to dry out. Now the matzav is, kol zaman is drying out on the roof, it's not edible until it dries out legamri. So when it's in the middle of drying out, it's not oichel, it's not roy teat at all. So that muksa b'shim is also moidu too. Because there are two chasroinis there. It's not edible right now. And also, you adachi v'dayim. You took this grape and you yourself put it on top of the roof to dry out. So if you have a favorite shadas not to use this grape now until it's completely dried. So with the two chasroinis, it's dachi v'yadayim. You put it this way. And it's not edible. Rav Shimon is also married to this muksa. El gregris esmukim b'vad. So Trashi, El gregris esmukim. Gregris means tainim. That means the figs. Shemal lagag, you put it on top of your roof. Liyavshim, you want them to dry out. O mishenishtoye shomat, as soon as it stays a little bit on the roof, ain ruyim lachila, it's not royatid anymore. Achi yisiyavshim, until it dries out the gamri. Vechein tzmukim dianovim, the same thing, you want to make raisins from grapes, as soon as you put it on the roof a little bit, it's not edible anymore. So you have two chasreinis. It's not edible now on Shabbos, and it's dachi v'dayim. Here, Abshim is also murdered to muksa. And we also hold from this. Anything else not? Anything else that's not edible? For Tanya, we learned in the Bryson in Beitzim, somebody was eating the figs for a hoisir, and it was leftover figs. For Helam, Lagag, and he brought it up to the roof. Last is Mem Gregorius to make dried out the figs, or else Banovim, a person was eating grapes for hoisir, and he had some leftover grapes. Velon Lagag, last is Mem Tzmukim, he took it up to the roof that she becomes raisins. To dry out is lo yoichol at she yazmin. You should not eat from them until you have a ferish shazmona before Shabbos you're going to eat. Heza blives muksa. The same thing we say by afraskin, by peaches, by chavushin and quinces. Uvishar komine peres, all other fruits. Trashi o yoichol betainim, revus ashminim. So yoichol, he was eating this fruit. The ozel, umechiv, and the yaskinu. As soon as he left it, aser died of yaksum. He left the loan and was sick das from it. Chavushin yevchen atoimam, the yafagat trashi dahani chozi, kol shoso, the afil mishtoya lenis kalkulu, miyohoyo yaksinu asiri. As the kasher was on these fruits, even though you put it on the roof to dry out, they're still edible. It's only tzmukim and gregris are the only two things that as soon as it starts to dry out, it becomes unedible. Until it's dried legamri. These other fruits, though, kozuman is drying, you can still eat it. And still it says it's muksa. This is the kasha. Who did this price go like? We see just the fact, yudachi v'dayim, you took these fruits and put it on the roof to dry out, you like did a maisa to show you don't want to use it, it automatically becomes muksa. Even though these fruits are irredible. So it's not like we said before. Before we said according to Reb Shimon, it's only yosa with two chesreinis. Zayin, the fruit becomes not edible, and you adachi v'dayin. And here we see even fruit that's still edible, but as long as you made one chesar, you adachi v'dayin, becomes muksa. For the Gemara, who does this go like? So the Marmani, who does this price go like? Eli Mereb Yud, if you want to say this price goes according to Reb Yehuda, obviously then it won't be shver. Reb Yud holds for muksa, even dachi v'dayin, even though it's edible, then there's no kasha. But for anymore, that can't be a contra buda. Obazoi, O Mahechod Loy Dachi Bidayim, Isle Muksa, Madach Yunat Dachi Bidayim. Stam, you don't have that to use it, the blives Muksa, Hech Yadachi Bidayim Makoshchen. Avad if you Dachi Bidayim blives Muksa. Like, what's the Kiddush here? Pshit the contra buda, it's Muksa. So Rashi, Inaymu Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Mali Hanech Tenoka De Dachini Vidayim, Afilu Achnisa Namal Yetzaboy Yasmona. Lab Daf, you did a mice of pushing it away. Afilu Stam, you had fruit in an Isa, you had fruit stored away. You didn't do a mice to show you don't want to use it, but since it's stored away, you don't have a Ferish Adas to use it, it's not good according to Rabbi Yehuda, like we said once. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to have a Ferish Asmona. Anything you want to use on Shabbos, you have to have a Ferish Adas beforehand to use it. Just everything that's aimed to be used, blive stam das. But fruit that's in the oitzer, you stored it away to use for pamaki to sell, you don't have stam das to use it. So according to you, that's also muksa. So what do you have to say, chiddush, we did with ferish shemaisa of throwing it away, putting it on the roof, even if you didn't put it on the roof with blive also. El, a lot of this price has to go according to Shimon. It goes according to Shimon. So you see according to Shimon, with one chesar and a blive muksa, just dachi b'daim alone makes a muksa. So tomorrow, no. Liyol matav Reb Yehuda. This only goes according to Reb Yehuda. The oichel itzvich lei. So the chiddush is here. You were mamish eating this fruit at the beginning of Shabbos. Sal kadayte chaminach. Kiv and the koachom. The ozel. Since you're eating this fruit, is lerli boy has mono. Even though you put it on top of the roof, like you did a ma'isa dachi b'dayim, but since at the beginning you were eating it, so you show you still want to eat it. Like you don't have to have a new ma'isa as mono kamash malon. This is the chiddush. Kiv on the helen legag. Once you took this fruit, even though you're in the middle of eating it, but now you brought it to the roof and left it there to dry out, is asuche aschel adaiti minayum. It's as if you have a ferish adaf not to use it anymore, and obliged muksa. Benachnami, this own, what? On Shabbos, right. So this only goes though according to Abuda. According to Abuda, this muksa, even though it's roi teat, but dachi b'daim is a muksa. Benachnami, according to Reb Shimon, these parents will be mutter. Since even though you had one chesaron, you were dachi b'dayin, but since they're fruit that's edible, there's no muksa according to Reb Shimon. If anything that's edible, there's no muksa. The only muksa on an edible thing is only huksel mitzvosin. That's the first Gemara Shemin. Hey, Shemin calls the man is burning, and it falls off the lamp, even though it's roi teat, but since it was a shtakra muksa, huksel mitzvosin, that's also according to Reb Shimon. But any other muksa calls the man is edible, even though you did a mice of dachi b'dayin, still it's mutter. And we pass point this. No, before Shabbos.
But here
it's on Shabbos. That's the Chiddush according to Yehuda. That even though you're eating at the beginning, so I would think you're not Mesir Das. It's not Muksa. Kamash when even according to Yehuda's Muksa. That's the Chiddush. Boy Menei Reb Shimon Ba Rebbe Me Rebbe. Parzilei tomorrow. That means unripe figs. Trashi tomorrow more dates. Tomorrow Hanukotim Kredi Mishulun. Unripe dates. Unripe dates. The sound used to put into basket, shaysim luvim made from leaves. The aim is vashtos malein, and it would become ripe by itself in this type of a basket. Mal echol mihem kodi mishulim. Are you allowed to eat it even before it's ripe? Mi moide behu the mix and the mitzoyis hank gregus smukim aloi. As Reb Shimon moide to these unripe dates, his kolzman that didn't become ripe yet is it looks rena. His patile tomorrow. We have Shimon mal. Omalei, he answered back, Ein muksel Reb Shimon el Gregorus of Smukim Avad. No, these are mutatit. Since you didn't do a mice of dachi b'dayin, you didn't throw it away. Adarabi, you picked off the dates, and you left it in this basket now to become ripe. But there was no mice of putting it away, setting it aside. So therefore, it's not muksa. Trashi el Gregorus of Smukim, the ikot tarti, there are two chesroinis. The dachin of b'dayin, you did a mice of pushing it away. You have no das to use it. And also it's not royalty. But here, just these fruits are not edible. But now that you change your mind and you want to eat them on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat them. Because there's no mice, you're dachi b'dayin. For the Gemara, who Rabbi Leslie Muksa is it true the Rabbi does now for Muksa? So Drashi, what do we say Rabbi holds like this? So Drashi, Rabbi Leslie Muksa, the Gesag that I did me the boy Yiminei, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Since Rabbi asked the Shaila according to Rabbi Shimon, I'll marry Shmi Lemi Avua to Rabbi Shimon's relay. The who Rabbi holds, Rabbi held that we hold like Rabbi Shimon. Because here the Meister was boy Yiminei Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Merebi. As the Shimon Rabbi asked from Rabbi, what's the law according to Rabbi Shimon? Why did he ask what's pshat according to Reb Shimon? Because Mustami held that Rebbe paskins like Reb Shimon. So here's a kasha now. Is it true that Rebbe holds like Reb Shimon? Rebbe, Leslie Muksa, the Rebbe doesn't know for Muksa like Reb Shimon, but not, learned another Mishnah Beitza. Ein mashkin v'shechten esamet borges. On Yontif, you're allowed to make a shechita. You need meat to eat on Yontif. You're allowed to take a behemoth and shecht it. What type of a behemoth, though? You're not allowed to be mashkin to give them to drink or else to make a shechita on midboris. That means behemoths that live out in the midbar don't come home since you didn't have das before Yontif to make a shechita to blive muksa. Trashi mashkin means derech lashkaisim behemoth of ne shechita. Before you shecht the behemoth, it's good to let it drink a lot. It's very easy to pull off the skin later. So you used to let the behemoth drink a lot. Is you're not allowed to do this, to give them to drink or to shech them, ha midbor is a drashi, ha braisis. The wild ones live out in the fields. Avo mashkin v'shechten es abaisis. The one that lives home in the house, so those you have das to shech, they blive muchin, it's not muksa, you're allowed to shech to the yontif. But tanya let in the braisa. What's called midboris? Elohein midboris. What's called midboris? That's also called sheyaisis v'pesach. They go out in the fields in Pesach v'nechnasis breviyim. They come back home. The breviyim rashi b'macheshvan. Macheshvan. When the rainy season comes, they come back home. That's also called midboris. That's muksa. Since they go away, they don't come home every night. Baisis. What's called domestic animals? Called sheyaisis v'royis chus tchum. They eat outside the tchum. Or boyis v'lanis b'lecha tchum. But at night they come back at least in the tchum. Then you have das on these behemoths, and you're allowed to shech them on yomtiv. Rebbe Yoim, the Rebbe says no. Elu v'yelu baisus. Both of these behemoths are called domestic animals, baisus, that you have das on. Since they come home at least sometimes, even without to come home acheshvan, to home sometimes, you have das on them. Of the Zuck Rebbe, v'yelu heim midborius, which behemoths are called midborius, that blags muksadik behema, kol shiroyis beifa, they go out and pasture in the fields, v'yeh nechnosas liyishuv. They don't come back home. Loibi moisach hama, loibi moisach shemim. Like they never come home. Those are called wild animals. Such animals like that, you don't have das on, they remain muksa. So, luchurat shver, what do you mean they remain muksa? According to Reb Shimon, these animals are not muksa. Stam bali chayim are not muksa, according to Reb Shimon. There's no dachi bedayim. So, luchurat, this mishnah only goes according to Reb Yehuda. And Rebbe is mazba this brisa that says what's called midborius. These animals are muksa. Mashman Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda is an issa muksa. So the steer, how could you say Rebbe doesn't know from muksa? Here we see Rebbe holds that midborius. The animals live out in the field like muksa. Drashi v'enlo midborius kol shiroyis beifrim vani miyu asiri. But these animals are year also. Al mislei muksa. See Rebbe does hold for muksa. Tomorrow if you turutzim. Hataya animals, the mamers stay out in the fields the whole year. You never see them. They're such a big muksa, they blab like smukim agregris. They're such a big dachi bedayin. Drashi boyesayma hani mitborius nami, the gregris damye. The dachin of your daim, it's as if you're dachi bedayim. Why? V'yesh tarech lelach laviyim. Since it's such a big tircha that go out in the fields that you almost have to hunt them, so if you didn't do it before yomtiv, you're zicha mesir daf not to use these animals. So these have the same mile as Smukim Gregoris, therefore Rebbe holds like Reb Shimon. But Midborius, even Reb Shimon is made such a big muksa.